Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Seven people have been arrested following a £215 million money laundering investigation in Northern Ireland. 15 properties were searched over 2 days in what the PSNI is calling one of the most significant live investigations in the UK. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, joins me now with more. A very significant investigation, Tommy, with vast amounts of money involved. What do we know about it?
Well, we know that the PSNI worked with the Gardaí, with CAB, with the authorities across the water and indeed with Interpol and Europol. And it would seem that what they're attempting to get to the bottom of is a system that allowed shell companies to be set up in Northern Ireland and to be used by criminal gangs on both sides of the border and indeed across the water to launder money. It would seem that this has been going on as far back as 2011, and the PSNI estimate that as much as £215 million was laundered through these shell companies. The raids were carried out yesterday and today, Mary, in a number of places. Some of the locations include Newry, Belfast, Banbridge, Ballymena, Fintana and Omagh. And we know that five people were arrested yesterday. One of those persons is still in custody. Four were released on bail. And a man and a woman who were detained earlier today, they are still being questioned by the PSNI. So the investigation is at an early stage. But the elaborate planning that has gone into it and the details that have emerged so far would suggest that the actual work has been going on at least for several months.
And indeed, an operation, as you say, going back in some cases as far back as 2011. This international dimension, Tommy, is there any further light on that?
The international side of it would seem to be that the money was flowing through these shell companies and being directed on to bank accounts elsewhere. And the international tail to that would suggest that maybe that the money was ending up in international destinations. In terms of the crimes that were involved, the money was illegally gained money, and it was money that crime gangs had managed to gather through dealing in drugs, human trafficking and prostitution. So I suppose, Mary, the human trafficking and prostitution as well as the drugs elements might give another dimension to the international element.
And Northern Ireland being used as, if you like, I suppose, the laundering depot here.
Exactly. And it would seem that some of the people being targeted in Northern Ireland may indeed be the small fry. They were facilitating this kind of crime. They were setting up these shell companies. And in those circumstances, often the practice is the people who set up such companies get a very, very small percentage of the amount of illegal money flowing through the accounts. And sometimes by the time the authorities have actually got details of what has taken place, the money has gone through a number of accounts, gone to different locations, and the money is gone. Interestingly, one of the police officers, Detective Chief Inspector Ian Wilson, who was at a news conference today, he said one of the interesting aspects of yesterday's raids was that they managed to seize a significant amount of documentation. So that may help them in their inquiries.
Do we know anything more about the arrests? Do we know, are they Northern Irish people?
Well, given that the arrests were carried out at Northern Ireland locations and we know that some of them were in rural areas, I think it's a fair bet that at least some of the people who were arrested, and remember four of the seven are out on bail at the moment, I think it's a fair bet that some of those people are from Northern Ireland. And the fact that they have been released on bail would suggest that either the PSNI or indeed the courts would be of the opinion that they're likely to stay in the jurisdiction. They must not be a flight risk, Mary, if the police are saying that they're out on bail and that they have not contested that.
All right, Tommy, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that.